big, big welcome back to Let's Take This Online with me, Hassam El Haj. It's good to be back, and I plan to stay back. I love podcasting, and sometimes you just have to get back to what you love, and I finally feel I can, and we're able to commit to you guys, able to generate episodes and content that you guys deserve, focusing on this digital marketing world. Today's episode, I want to keep it short and sweet, and it's been about a topic I've been really thinking about and experiencing in my professional daily life, which is ROI, return on investment, versus awareness. So in marketing, you know, there's a marketing funnel, which is literally an inverted triangle. And at the top, you have awareness, which takes the biggest chunk. And at the lowest, you have, you know, ROI, which is like a dollar amount. The idea is that you have to hit people generally at the top and then funnel them down this triangle, this funnel, till you get the people who are ready to convert and give you the ROI. Lately, talking with new brands and new companies out there, new services being offered, the question about ROI has arisen. And the idea is that, should I focus right away on ROI, or we do awareness at the top? And always my perspective is that there has to be a level of awareness needed. If you're coming in with a brand new product or a new company or a new service, you have to let people know who you are, that you even exist, before asking them to give you money, right? A lot of people, we know that from experience, and a lot of marketers know this, it takes a lot of touch points, or, you know, moments of connecting to the consumer before someone is ready to make a purchase, right? Sometimes it takes up to 15, 20 times of talking to that same customer before they're able to actually go, they're like, here's my money, give me the product or service. And I think it's very crucial, especially because today there's so much competition, there's so much out there. People are very wary and understand that there's so many different brands of the same product, and there's a lot of choices for them. So I think it takes a lot of great marketing, a great quality service or product, a great customer service, all these come together to package into a final end result for the customer. So again, back to awareness versus ROI. A lot of these new customer clients come up to me and be like, Hassam, I wanna sell right now. And my answer is always like, you're gonna ask someone who doesn't know you exist to buy from you. Why would they? You need to build that credibility, you build that awareness, you got to build that trust. So definitely that awareness, this top, you know, echelon of this marketing funnel needs a lot of focus on. And this is where really your brand can come and shine, right? So I'd be like, hey, give me your money, I'm going to give you this. The idea is that, let me tell them about my company, let me tell them about what we offer, what the great services we have. There's so many things you can do during the awareness phase that will save you a lot of headache at the point of ROI. Also, at the same time, through awareness, you can build data. And in marketing, and digital marketing, we know the importance of data. You can actually build a pool of people who watch your video versus the people who clicked, versus people who went to your site, versus people who added to cart but then left. You can build so many data buckets, or audience buckets as we call them, that you can then retarget or, you know, refine these customers at a later stage. So do not pass on awareness. And I tell this to all the new clients, all new brands out there, even if it's an existing brand but new product, I'd be like, do not sleep on awareness. You need to, you know, build that credibility, showcase your brand, and also create that bucket of data. If you're a new marketeer, you're a new CEO, you have a new company, think about the importance of awareness. When we say awareness, we're talking about, like, for example, you know, lots of testimonials, video views, different posts, you know, carousels and static. Have fun with it. Use different platforms and YouTube and TikTok. Let people know about you as much as possible. And understand that awareness is so powerful to build that, you know, connection to your future customers. That's pretty much it. I just want you a quick little snippet of the importance of this, I feel, underestimated, under-recognized part of the marketing funnel, because we all just focus on sales. We all just focus on, hey, I want to get the ROI, I want to get the sale, I want to get the conversion, but we cannot sleep at the top. We cannot sleep about, you know, on awareness. Get the awareness in, drive them down that funnel, and then sell them the product. And that is how you win. This has been Let's Take This Online. I'm Hossam Alhaj, and we're out.
Wait, man, I've been itching just to set them straight. All you newcomers straight, minute made. I've been in the kitchen up.